It's the Matt Collins Show. It's the Matt Collins Show.
Well, hello there. Hi, it's me, Matt Collick, and you're listening to The Matt Collick Show. Welcome back. It's episode 24 of The Matt Collick Show today. The title of this one is Did I Just Blow My Big Break? And it features my guest. I have a guest today for the first time in, well, I guess, almost a couple of years, as is discussed in the episode later. My guest today is my partner, the love of my life, and the CEO of Mariposa Strategies, Annie Sanchez. We're going to get to that interview later. I talked to her for about an hour earlier today about kind of a specific topic, and we'll get into that more later. Yes, welcome back to the show. This is episode 24. I'm going to try to do the podcast more consistently. I'm going to try to be on an every other week schedule going forward. So it's Tuesday, the day this is released, and I'm going to try to shoot for every other Tuesday for releasing episodes of The Matt Collick Show. So good times. Today is Sunday, March 19th. It's currently 11:05 p.m. Getting late, but I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling eager to get this podcast recorded and uploaded and ready to be launched on Tuesday. I'm sitting in my space here at home, my recording, mixing studio space / office / get high and watch skiing videos space. It's, as you can hear now and in the interview later, I'm sure this space is really crying out for some sort of acoustic treatment, for some absorption treatment. I'm working on it. I'm actually finally in the process of doing that. I've obtained my burlap. I got to get some insulation and some other supplies from Home Depot. Put the fuckers together, hang them on the walls and the ceiling. I do want to do some measuring of the room. I bought a special microphone to kind of measure the reflections and how the frequencies act in here. I know there are some frequencies just kind of based on the dimensions of the room that get sort of doubled up and heightened and amplified because they're in like complete phase and they reflect across the room and then they match up, the sound waves match up together perfectly, and which kind of doubles their power. But then there are some nulls as well, where those sound waves bounce across the room and they connect back with each other, and they're like basically mirror images of each other that cancel each other out, completely out of phase. So it's one cannot trust one's ears in this space. So I'm so grateful to have this space, but it requires a fair amount of treatment. So that's happening soon. And gosh, it's going to be a game changer. The audio quality of the podcast and all the music I make is going to improve a lot moving forward. Yeah, Sunday night. After I'm done recording this, I'm going to go watch Borgen, the Dutch television show from, is it almost 10 years old now? Maybe 5 years old? Something like that. A lot of people regard it as one of the greatest television shows of the last decade or whatever. And I have to be honest, I just prefer European TV these days. It's just like so much more satisfying and sophisticated and not so predictable and paint by the numbers as American television. Even like the quote unquote, the so-called good stuff on American TV. I've talked about on the podcast, I mentioned in the previous episode how I was watching the show Black Butterflies, which is a French production. I was into that while I was making Do You Feel It Too, my new EP, which is available everywhere. I've also watched the show Cleo, which is a fairly recent German, sort of like a dark comedy. It takes place after the fall of the Berlin Wall. That show is really fun. Just finished the first season of that. I think a second season is coming. And now I just got into Borgen after hearing about it for many years. And I think I'm only two episodes in, but it's fucking great. Ah, I love it. So that's cool. Yeah, the American stuff, like even like I've got my HBO Max subscription and like, The White Lotus. Please. I don't know. I don't understand why that is considered a good television show. The Last of Us. Fine, I guess. Like, maybe I'll watch the second season when it comes out, but honestly, I'm just kind of glad the first season's over so I don't have to visit that world every week. Yeah, I don't know. If you have TV recommendations, please send them my way. But I gotta tell you, I'm really, really stoked on the European stuff lately. That's really my bag. You know, even movies, the Best Picture winner, we had the Oscars recently, and the Best Picture winner, Everything Everywhere All at Once, which... It should have been, you know, based on what I think my tastes are and how I evaluate my identity as a person who consumes filmed entertainment. Like, that movie ticked every box, every single box in terms of like what I look for and what I'm into in my entertainment and in my movies. You know, time travel / multiverse, multidimensional stuff. Like, that's been my bag for so long, but now it's just, I just, it's too much. I surrender. I can't do it anymore. It's like, it's gone way too mainstream, I think. And there's just too much of it out there. Like, I was into it back when, you know, man, you had to go search a little deeper on the DVD shelves of Blockbuster for these types of things or wherever you rented your movies. So yeah, I'm looking forward to watching some Borgen after I'm done recording this tonight. Yeah, earlier this evening, as I mentioned, Annie and I talked. We did this talk before we checked in, our weekly check-in for the Artist's Way, the 12-week Artist's Way program, based on the book by Julia Cameron. You may have heard about doing morning pages or going on artist dates. Well, it all comes from this book, The Artist's Way, which was written by Julia Cameron, who happens to live just north of us here in Santa Fe, north of Albuquerque in Santa Fe. Annie and I live in Albuquerque. Julia Cameron lives in Santa Fe. We've been going over that. We just finished week 11, checked in and discussed our experiences with week 11 of the program, and now we're about to begin week 12. So much good shit has happened. Thank you, The Artist's Way. I made that EP. I wouldn't have made that, I don't think, without being involved in The Artist's Way. That was like the first big thing that happened. I just made a new collage after quite a while without making any kind of visual art like that. I'm doing the podcast. I'm writing the blog. Stuff is good. I feel energized, and I recommend doing the Artist's Way program, as Annie and I have done. And I definitely recommend not doing it on your own or not attempting to do it on your own. Find a partner, find a group, something like that. Anyway, before we checked in for the Artist's Way, Annie and I had our conversation. I wanted to talk to her about a specific feeling that only comes at a specific time. And actually, it's all sorts of different feelings. But I guess what I'm referring to is sort of the time between that liminal space between, like, you've done a thing, you've participated in a thing, you created a thing, you had the moment that you had been looking forward to for so long. But it's not out there yet. Like, that time between like making something and then sharing it with the world. Annie right now is in kind of one of those spaces. She was recently a guest on a pretty big time podcast in her world. Honestly, just a big time podcast. It's the Hello 7 podcast with Rachel Rogers. A huge opportunity for Annie. Huge potential impact on Annie's business and our lives. So today, Annie talks about the journey from learning she would be a guest on this big podcast, and then to the aftermath of her appearance and all of the feelings, all the growth, all of the self-doubt. There's so much, and I'm sure you can relate. I can certainly relate to that feeling of there's something big looming on the calendar and you're preparing for it, or I'm preparing for it, and it's huge, and like the consequences if I fuck it up are massive, and the opportunities and the potential benefits are massive too if I do really well. It's so much, and it's so much pressure, and I think everybody can relate to that somehow. So I'm really excited to share this conversation I had with Annie. Yeah. And like the comparing oneself to others, especially if you're a creative person, Annie really gets into that a little bit too. I think it's really, really cool. Everything she had to say was really cool. And I know, God, for me personally, feeling so excited about a thing, putting it out there, and then starting to compare it to the stuff other people are doing, or you know, having expectations about what this thing I made is going to do for me in my career and how it's going to grow my fan base or all of that stuff. It's just so fucking much, and it's so much pressure. And God, does it even really matter? Is it like, is it useful at all to reckon with these things or engage with these opportunities in such a pressure packed way with so much preparation? And then what happens once the thing is done? Then what do you do? What do you do if maybe it didn't go the way you wanted it to do? What happens? So, having a great thing happen, but then over time it can turn into like a whole other thing. It gets complicated. It's like you're happy about, yes, this thing happened, I've been looking forward to it. But then you get used to having had that thing happen, and then it's like, well, it didn't turn out this way, or it didn't turn out that way. Well, I thought it was going to be like this, but really it was like this. And losing that initial spark of the, yay, fun, great thing happened. You know, recently I will share, I had my music, much of my music added to the rotation of an internet radio station, Radio Free Fetty, which is sort of, you know, like Mastodon, for example, is a social media network that's part of the so-called Fediverse, the loose federation of things, online websites and networks and what have you. And there's a radio station online that features artists who are active in the Fediverse, and I'm one of those artists. And so my music has been played on Radio Free Fetty, and they asked me, I didn't submit to them. They asked me if they could use my music, which was really fucking cool. They came to me and asked, which awesome. They heard it and wanted to add it to the rotation. And it was so exciting. But now I find myself, God, it's almost disgusting. I find myself looking at the list of the songs recently played on the station and finding myself like counting the hours since they last played my music. Well, they haven't played one of my songs in 8 hours, but they played two songs by this artist in the same amount of time. Like, Jesus Christ, Matt, like 5 minutes ago, you were just excited to have your music on this radio station that 5 minutes before that you didn't even know existed. And now you're all pissed off because this they're playing some artist twice in a time frame when they've only, like, it's so petty, it's so disgusting. And but I think it's so very human, and it's tied to, it reminds me of the stuff that Annie had to talk about today on the podcast. So Annie was great in this conversation. You're going to love it. You're going to love listening to her. If you're a fan of this podcast, you've heard her already on episodes, I believe, 21 and 22 or 20 and 22, something like that. So she dropped lots of wisdom. She has a great story to tell, especially if you are a creative entrepreneur. You really want to listen to this. Plus, she just has a great speaking voice. I encourage you to check out her podcast, Courage, Culture, and Clarity, wherever you get your podcasts. And check out her website, anniesanchez.co. That's anniesanchez.co. Before I get into the interview here, I just want to let you know about the website, my website, which is mattkollock.com, mattkollock.com. That's where you can stay informed on everything that's happening in my world. Whenever I make a video, I tend to post it there. All the blog posts are there. The podcast episodes, every episode lives on my website, in addition to the Spotify, or I'm not sure how that works. If you don't get your podcast, my podcast, from Spotify or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or whatever, you can always find it on my website, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So there's the website, there's the Instagram, at Matt Colick. I might go dark on Instagram again soon, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But for now, I'm on Instagram and I'm active, and it's at Matt Colick. YouTube, same thing. I'm trying to post a video at least once a week to YouTube and stay more active over there. So you can find me at Matt Colick on YouTube. I mentioned Mastodon. Yes, I'm on Mastodon. Check me out over there. I'm at Matt Colick, at M-A-S-T-O, or rather M-A-S.T-O. That's at Matt Colick, at M-A-S.T-O, at Mass.T-O. I really want you to sign up for my email list. I mentioned going dark on Instagram. Who knows what's going to happen with social media and my involvement with it. I love it. I hate it. I often find myself going dark on there for weeks or months at a time, but I am committed to writing an email and sending it to my subscribers once a week, every Monday. I've got one in the queue right now that's going to be sent out tomorrow morning while I'm still sleeping. Please sign up for the email list. There will be a link in the show description. Or if you just go to my website, there will be a little pop-up and you can sign up for the email list that way. That is really, really the absolute best way to stay informed on everything that's happening in my world. And when I'm releasing new music, when I've got merch available, that should be coming up soon. When anything happens in my world, I think the email is the best way to ensure you stay informed about that. Follow me on Spotify, subscribe on YouTube, and follow me on Spotify, follow me on Apple Music, wherever you get your music. I have an album, Microorganism, and an EP, Do You Feel It Too, on all the streaming services. Microorganism, my album from 2021, features two spoken word pieces by Annie Sanchez, today's guest. So if you like her voice and you want to hear more, that's one of the ways you can do it. There's a new blog post on my website, mattcolick.com. This blog post is called Contests, and it's all about how I've entered a couple of music-related contests recently, and kind of my thoughts on all that and how that goes, which ties into what's going on today on the podcast. Annie's story involves her winning a big contest. So I wrote a blog post about contests this last week as well. Check that out on the website. And again, sign up for the email list. That is really the best way to stay informed. Okay. Shout out to you, listener. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're new to the podcast or you're a longtime listener, whenever you're finding this, I'm glad you're here. And I hope you dig the episode today, and I hope you listen to more. All right. I'm going to talk to Annie Sanchez soon. You're going to hear it in just a moment. I got to drink some water, and we'll be back with the interview, and it's going to be great. You're going to love it. All right. Check it out. So, do you remember the last time you were on the Matt Colick Show podcast?
If I remember correctly, it would have been in 2021, summer of 2021.
Yeah, that sounds about right, right? Because we were talking about your performances on my Microorganism album, right?
Yeah.
Which was like way back in 2021, but podcast time, it was just two episodes ago. So welcome back, Annie Sanchez.
Thank you.
CEO of Mariposa Strategies and my partner and the love of my life. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome. We are not in the same place where we recorded that last episode. A lot has changed, hasn't it? We've been on quite a journey. So we were in Albuquerque recording that episode where I recorded Microorganism. But now we're in my as yet untreated studio space in a different place in Albuquerque. And so where have we been in between and what led us here? And yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So summer of 2021, we were in Albuquerque. Yes, it's interesting. Two episodes later, but it seems like three lifetimes have passed. We left after we recorded that episode. Shortly thereafter, we hit the road in our Subaru, and we were towing our travel trailer. Look at Montekia. She wants to be on the show.
Yeah.
We left in our Subaru with our RV in tow, and we traveled in that rig setup for about 4 months, give or take. Then we lived on the coast of Maine for almost 6 months. I miss the coast of Maine.
Yeah, we'll be back there.
Oh, God.
The three of us.
And then we lived in Atlanta, right in the heart of Atlanta for about 3.5 months. And then now we're in Albuquerque again.
Yeah.
What is 2 years from the last time we recorded, and we're in a different house. We have it's like the same lives, but very different lives at the same time somehow. I feel like we are different people, but also more us than we've ever been.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's been quite a journey. Thinking back, Maine, obviously, on the coast of Maine, that was a special time. I recorded my upcoming album, Family Plot, there, which will come out soon. Atlanta, we were only there a short time, but it was very significant. I did most of the mixing of the album, Family Plot, there. And that is where we were living when you found out about, I guess, the topic of why I wanted to talk to you today on the podcast. We were living in Atlanta, and you found out you were going to be a guest on another podcast, one with a listenership even greater than this one here. So tell us about what happened.
That was a good way to tie that together. Let's see. I found out, so we moved to Atlanta in the middle of May of 2022. And as you mentioned, I'm the CEO of Mariposa Strategies, which encompasses several different, you know, roles and hats that I wear. But at the heart of what I do is, you know, I am an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I am building my relationship with being creative. And at the time that we were moving to Atlanta, I participated in a business community that I'm a part of. I participated in a money-making challenge, which was perfect because we needed money real bad because we were moving and towing a rig and gas and all the things costs a lot of money. It was like, you know what? Yeah, I guess I'll just kind of participate in this thing. We do them periodically throughout the year. And it was a 10-day window, a money-making challenge. And I had set a goal. Did I set a goal? Actually, I can't remember what my actual financial goal was. It feels neither here nor there at this point. But I remember vividly setting out on that challenge with a particular way of making money. And I was excited, and it was kind of an offer. I was bringing back another offer that I had done once before earlier in the year while we were in Maine. And then I started to launch it a second time while we were transitioning from Maine to Atlanta, and just all the things that had to occur for it to go down the way that I wanted, even separate from the money challenge, but just to launch this offer into the world a second time with more time to plan and execute, et cetera, et cetera. After about 10 days of preparation, maybe 2 weeks of preparation with my assistant, I was just like, I'm changing my mind. I'm not putting this offer into the world. Though we still needed money, and I was still kind of playfully like, you know what? Like there's the container of this challenge with the community that I'm a part of. Let's just see like what happens. But I knew that I didn't want to put that offer out, and I had started to announce it publicly, and then I changed my mind. In fact, I did a podcast episode on my show titled "I Changed My Mind," talking about what led me to change my mind. And so we were en route to Atlanta. We get to the house that we're staying in. And it's like, oh, just the need for money was so great that I'm like, and I changed my mind. Okay. But I still want to bring money in during this challenge. So how am I going to do that? What could I do? And when I get out of my way and slow down and take time in the mornings to do the things that nourish my mind and my creativity and my memory and what actually feels right and aligned in all aspects of my life, not just the business, I remember. It's like I remember what I'm supposed to do. And I remember now what after I changed my mind and I was still determined to bring in some money during this window of time, there's this phrase that my dear friend Juliana always says, and it always calibrates my efforts in the business. What is closest to the money? A brand new offer or even a second launch of an offer is not closest to the money because it requires promotion and signups and it's, you know, et cetera, all the things that have to occur before the money actually hits the bank. I'm like, all right, Annie, what is closest to the money? And so I followed that thread and the short of it is I brought in an extraordinarily high amount of money that I hadn't even been thinking about. It was like contracts that were lingering. I was like, let me just see if I can get these contracts paid. Like they were already in motion. And anyway, the short of it is I did. And I ended up bringing in over six figures in a 10-day window, which turned out to be the most amount of money anybody in our little, my little business community brought in. So I was the grand prize winner of this money-making challenge. And as a result, I won all these prizes from the leader of our group, which included, do you want me to say what it all included?
Yeah, please.
Well, so first thing that arrived in the mail at in Atlanta at the second house we moved into. So I won that challenge in June. And we had arrived to Atlanta, moved to a house. I was participating, like eager, desperate for money, did this thing. Oh my God, more than six figures came into the business. I finally get the grand prize announcement towards the end of June. We're now in a different house in Atlanta. And a package comes in the mail with a little statue, a little plaque that says, you know, Annie Sanchez, grand prize winner. So I have this trophy. And then a couple weeks later, another package comes in the mail and I got a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. And I was like, okay, all these cool prizes. But the real prizes that was like, oh my goodness, included two other things. One of which was a hotel and attendance at this very big deal conference, which that this person was putting on in January. So I won this late June, early July, and it was like, okay, January, where are we even going to be living? Am I going to Puerto Rico? Maybe we're all going to Puerto Rico, you know, for this conference. But it was like far off. And then the other prize was a guest feature on this person's podcast, which is the Hello 7 podcast hosted by Rachel Rogers.
Big deal.
A big fucking deal.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, you know, if nothing else, this is one of the biggest opportunities for visibility for me in all 5 years that I've been in business. This is it's an extraordinary opportunity for visibility. And so I won that prize, this whole grand prize back in late June, early July of 2022. And do you want me to keep following the thread?
Yeah.
We're in Atlanta. We're sort of in this temporary phase of our lives, living there for the summer. Side note, who moves to Atlanta in the summer? Oh my goodness. We didn't give it a fair shot. It would have been smart to get there at a different season and then been there through the summer. Anyway, so we're there, we're in this house and it's like, whoa, okay. So we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. We decide we're, you know, eventually coming back to New Mexico. And this grand prize to be on the Hello 7 podcast is like, it's out there and I'm in communication with them, but it's kind of tossed a little further down the calendar. I had originally thought there was some discussion about a tentative recording date in October, which I thought maybe we would still be in Atlanta. I didn't know exactly where we would be at that time. And then in the meantime, I, as a community member of this business community, I'm observing there's like a shift happening in their podcasting production. Mm. And I'm just noticing. I'm noticing because I'm always paying attention to all the things. And I was like, I wonder, I noticed that they're about to, they hadn't recorded in a while. Mm-hmm. And it had been a couple of months since they had released an episode.
Right.
And then they released one, I think in maybe September. And then they released one in October. And I was like, what's going on with this pod? And, you know, and I know I'm just sitting quietly waiting for my confirmation date. And I noticed that they release a podcast episode in the fall. And they announced that they're going to be doing it on like a revamp, releasing on YouTube in addition to the podcast platforms. And there's a whole podcast production crew and videographers, you know, this whole thing.
Wow.
And I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to be like the raggedy one episode that's still on Zoom. And I'm like, I wonder what's happening. I don't want to make any assumptions about being in person. And also, I'm just curious, and I'm just watching, and I'm waiting, and I figure it'll come around. We have this tentative hold on October. Okay. Then it gets pushed to December. And to be honest, I was kind of annoyed. Yeah. I'd won in, you know, June, July, August, September, October. So I'd already been waiting 3 months. Now we're going to wait another November, December, 2 more months. It's like, oh my God, just the mental real estate that it was occupying around what am I saying? It's this business podcast with this high profile business coach that in her own way is just climbing the charts in the podcast world. She's a New York Times bestselling author. She's getting tons of publicity on her own. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wonder where I fit into this. I hope they didn't forget about me. And anyway, so December comes around, and meanwhile, this Puerto Rico conference is happening in January. You and I have now moved back to New Mexico, and we're living in this new house, and you know, all of the wildness of moving into this house and acquiring furniture and setting up our lives, and feels like a year and a half of full-time travel, RV yes. life, Atlanta life, Maine life, return to New Mexico. Like this anxiety dust was really thick in the air from being kicked up. We get back here. Meanwhile, this thing is looming, this like high profile, really important publicity opportunity for me is looming. And Puerto Rico, am I going to Puerto Rico? Are you and Montequilla coming with me to Puerto Rico? Because we never leave each other's sides. And my anxiety is on like full blast thinking yes. about leaving you guys. Then I hear from them in November that they're going to push the podcast again into February. Mm. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like there's a part of me that just wants it to be over, like so I can move on with whatever. And at the same time, while all of this is unfolding, our move, our this, our that, like I'm still running my business. I'm still going through 22 for sure was one of the, if not the biggest, most transformational years of my life. Mm-hmm. One of the hardest, one of the most grief filled. I feel like all these old remnants of grief from the last 9 years just came seeping out of every pore in me. Yeah. It was one of the hardest years of my life on so many levels. And so the podcast gets moved to February. And I ultimately decide to go to this conference. You and Montequilla stay behind.
That's right.
And
just to reiterate, the conference is associated with the podcast. It's all part of the
grand
the same
prize.
Deal. The Rachel Rogers Hello 7, And what was the conference called? ROI.
ROI, the Millionaires Summit.
Okay.
And so it's all part of the grand prize. I'm like, I don't want to lose the opportunity. Okay, I'm gonna go. Ugh, oh my gosh. So I decide to go, and the podcast is officially confirmed for February, the recording date, and it requires that I get to where she is so that we can record in person. And that just in and of itself, I knew that that was going to be the deal. Once I, you know, I'm back and forth with their team and we're rescheduling and whatnot, that we're so sorry that it's taken so long and the rescheduling, but it's actually a good thing because we've revamped the podcast, which of course I've been observing for months that yeah. Like, this is way better. I'm like, okay. So this is going to be in person. It's going to be shot by on video, which requires me figuring out what I'm going to wear on top of what I'm going to say and getting myself physically to where she lives and records, which is now a second trip without you and Montekia within a 3-week window after having not been apart since the pandemic even started in 2020 and having not been on an airplane myself since the summer of 2019. I'm about to get on a plane to go to Puerto Rico for this conference in January. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. And then 2 weeks later, I'm getting on a plane to fly to North Carolina to record the Hello 7 podcast in person.
Wow, that's a lot in such a short amount of time. And it's so there just months of you imagining what this big opportunity is going to look like. What is it going to be on video now? When is it going to be? Are they even thinking of me anymore? Is this an afterthought? Is this even going to happen? And not to mention that just the anxiety of having moved and adjusting to moving into a new place, a new house, all of those things.
Yeah, there are so many things that I needed to reckon with, but some of which had to do with vanities, like literally, what am I going to wear? Yeah. We have been living in the hinterlands of everywhere we've been, RV clothes with ratty holes in them. Like, it hasn't mattered. We don't go anywhere. We don't really do things with people in person. We our lives have completely shifted to be quite inside and or hiking clothes. Like, I literally didn't have anything appropriate that to me felt like it represented the business side of who I am and who I, you know, it's like I'm, yeah. So that was, it was that vanity, that like concern around how I want to present myself, knowing that podcasts, you know, they live on. This is something that will live on for, you know, indefinitely till the Hello 7 podcast doesn't exist anymore. How do I want to be represented both visually and, you know, verbally? What
it's
am I
so
saying?
Much pressure.
Yes, it was. And maybe I was overthinking it, but I'm also a thinker and I'm a strategist and I'm a business owner. And I want to be sure that every aspect of it to the best of my ability was thought through, that I didn't just arrive and do the messy version, which is often how I approach things. Mm-hmm. But also I'm strategic. And so it's like, how do I want this to go? This is a business podcast with a really large following, with somebody who's only going to become more well-known in the coming couple of years.
So, and honestly, the number of people who listen to and now watch the podcast, it's probably the viewership, the audience is probably bigger than a lot of like TV shows. Like, it's like what, tens of thousands of people probably?
Or definitely.
Something like that.
Yeah. And it's only going to grow. It's only growing. Like, just even observing her progress, her business growth over the last year or two she has her Instagram following is, you know, close to 200,000. I don't know how many followers she has on YouTube, but there was a very deliberate choice to revamp the podcast, release it on YouTube and focus on video, hiring the videographer, the whole thing and the drones and the this, that, that.
It's a big production.
It's a big production.
And you didn't want to go in there not being able to match the level of production with your presentation and on all levels.
Yes. Right? Because the truth is, even though I've only been in business 5 years, I've also been in business 5 years. Like, that's not nothing. Right. While last year, 2022, was a really difficult year for me on a personal level, I also grew I literally doubled my revenue. I was telling somebody recently that I grieved my way from 100,000 to over 200,000.
Wow.
Like, the fact that my business brought in over $200,000 in 2022 while I essentially just cried and laid on the floor every day. Mm-hmm. Like, not exactly, but also kind of exactly. It was like, I'm also a bad motherfucker in my own right. And while I can't begin to imagine what the people who do know me through this business community or those who do listen to my podcast mm-hmm. may or may not think, because I've been very transparent about my grief and my journey and like the big shift in 2022 for me, which is why this podcast was so important, was that not only was I going through a big life change, like I stopped drinking alcohol as somebody who's a huge, like I am a wine girl. Mm-hmm. I was going to go become a sommelier. I worked in the fine dining New York City restaurant scene for 8 years. I've come from the hospitality industry, 16 years in the hospitality industry, like deep immersion in wine culture. Mm-hmm. And I don't drink alcohol anymore. That was one of the big changes of 2022 for me.
Huge.
And so, you know, as an example of just all of this life change has obviously impacted my business. I am a different Annie than I was a year ago, certainly than 2 years ago, certainly than 5 years ago when I started the business.
Yeah.
And so if I'm going to get this opportunity to be on this Hello 7 podcast with Rachel Rogers, I wanted to the best of my ability at this point, like kind of just barely coming out of the portal of change mm-hmm. to have the best, most dignified representation of who I am, which would have been a very different conversation had we recorded in June or July when I won the prize, certainly even October or December, and absolutely like 2018, 19, 2020, Annie. Mm. And so I'm like, I am the CEO of Mariposa Strategies. I am, you know, the host of the Courage, Culture, and Clarity podcast. I'm known in my community, you know, for the Women of Color Culture Club, which I founded in 2019. I have this journal, Clarity Pages. Like I have these different little pockets of my business that I'm known for. Like people know that journal who may not know the other things. People know the podcast who may not know the other things.
Yeah.
And right. And so but I also didn't just want to talk about all the business things or talk about sales or talk about numbers, because I'm more than that. And my business is a reflection of who I am in a really big way. And I also know the philosophy of a lot of business coaches who are like, you are not your business. Your business is an entity. It's separate. You are you. The second you start to tangle these two things up, like your money's in jeopardy. And to a high degree, that is true, mainly because our identities get caught up in our businesses or our creative projects, just insert whatever, business, creative project, music, mm-hmm. art. If we identify like this thing that I'm creating is me, I am this thing, then all of our imposter syndrome, all of our self-worth, all of our things that we believe about ourselves get tangled up in the project, which prevents it from moving forward or prevents us from selling it for what it's truly, actually, quantifiably worth, because we think it's an extension of our hearts or our minds or our intellect or whatever. And also my business has been my best friend for the last 5 years. Like, if I think of her as a person, Mariposa is my very best friend. And I wanted to do her right and me and my clients and the future of my business. Like I wanted to do it as right as I could
mm-hmm.
in this opportunity to be on that podcast.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of pressure. I finally was coming out of the grief portal and felt like, okay, mm-hmm. I could go on this show. And so I did. But not without an amount of, you know, a fair amount of strategic preparation. Like
First let's the event in January, the ROI conference, that was sort of like you had to get a wardrobe ready for that. It was like like your entrance into this world in real life, and you're going to be kind of spending time in the same room as Rachel Rogers, like kind of a month before actually appearing on the podcast. And so just what was that like? How did that go, and how did that kind of prepare you for what would happen subsequently going in to be the guest on the podcast?
So ROI in Puerto Rico, this conference in January of 2023 was a full on conference. There were going to be 1,000 people there, predominantly people from the community that I'm a part of. You know, all these Black and brown and queer and non-binary entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs, business owners, some of whom are already millionaires, you know, keynote speakers, Rachel Cargill and Sonia and Renee Taylor, and like the guys from the Earn Your Leisure podcast, like all these amazing speakers. And this was going to be my first flight in almost 4 years. How am I going to present myself to these people who I've become friends with through Facebook groups, but also that have morphed into outside of the Facebook group? Like, I have real phone calls. We send each other gifts. Like, there's a real sweet community that I've built of people who I'll be friends with for many years. I know that. And a lot of them know the shit I was going through last year. So I'm like, show myself in the way that is fun and playful and a little more polished, not quite as messy and sloppy and crying all the time. And so our mutual friend, our good friend Karina Luna, helped me source clothes just so I would have outfits for this, you know, the Millionaire Summit. In and of itself, it's a whole vibe. Like, everyone's like showing up as money. We're all trying to take our businesses to the next level. So I was like, I could just wear whatever the fuck, but I wanted to feel like a bad motherfucker. And so Karina helped me source clothes, and I had them mapped out for every single day. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm wearing to this day. So I didn't have to think about it once I got there. I get there, it's, you know, a week of sessions and keynotes and main stage and breakout sessions and special like side dinners with groups that were being coordinated, and just a flurry of interaction with other humans, which was brand new for me. It's usually just you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the Zoom phone calls that I'm on, or FaceTime with friends. So it was like, whoa, it was a lot. It was a high energy, big giant dance party every single day. It was one, literally the best business. It was the best conference I've ever been to. Mm. Back in my old nonprofit life, I used to go to conferences all the time.
Yeah.
I've even put on conferences. Like, it was amazing. It was an incredible learning opportunity. And it was like the jolt of energy that I needed as I was coming out of that portal of 2022. Mm. I'm so glad that I went. And I was literally considering like the night before, like not even going. I'm so glad that I went.
Yeah, yeah. And podcast listeners, this ROI conference Annie was attending in Puerto Rico, that's when I recorded Do You Feel It Too, my EP. That's what Annie was doing while I was doing that. So, fun stuff. And so it was really an amazing time. And I remember, you came back transformed and kind of energized and glowing and meeting all these people in real life. So how did that then kind of help you pivot, as it were, to to then preparation for your appearance on the podcast?
Well, I had clothes I could choose from. So that level of anxiety and concern was like, okay, I'm just going to pick from these outfits. And also I felt there was a lot, as I was sitting in Puerto Rico, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, all these people here, many of whom are new to the community. Like, they joined the community in order to attend the conference, because you actually had to be a part of the business community to go. And so I remember having just a very clear thought, wow, all these new people that are part of the community, plus all those that are in the community that didn't come to Puerto Rico, are like paying hyper attention now to what Rachel's doing. They're going to be listening to the podcast. Everyone was so filled with joy and excitement and connection and just here for what our businesses wanted to do this year, and really, really connecting on a deep level. So I thought, oh my God, this episode that I'm going to record in a couple of weeks, whenever it comes out, you know, this spring, there's going to be all these eyes on that
show.
And
it's like you were literally hanging out in the midst of these very people, the very people who are the actual listeners to the podcast you're going to be on, right? Like, that's...
Yes.
Like, so you could picture every single person, like, in your mind as you're on the podcast and as you're preparing for being on the podcast. Like, you know exactly, like, you can't just... There's not just an avatar in your mind. You know the exact actual people who are listening to the podcast, and you've interacted with so many of them now in real life at the ROI conference.
Yes, that's right. And it was like, okay, Yeah, I know exactly who's going to be listening. This is so, it's like this very meta moment. And it was so clear to me that the connections that I was making were beyond just, oh, these people are going to be listening and like rooting me on and be like, oh my God, I met her or whatever. That it's like, who, how do I want to show myself on this podcast that is very business, money, millions focused, mm-hmm. when also I'm all of that. And I'm like a squishy hearted, sensitive, spiritual, mm-hmm. both. I'm like, I often say I'm like both strategic and spiritual. I am like the spirit and the spreadsheets. I am the heart and the head. Mm-hmm. When so much of the business world and so much of that conference was like about strategy, with a lot of emphasis on what makes a business successful. And what basically makes anything successful, mm-hmm. any creative pursuit, is authenticity, period. Hard mm-hmm. stop. Like, yes, it will, you need to know the numbers, you need to know these things, but it needs to be driven by you. If being the youest you can be is the best investment you could make into any aspect of one's creative pursuits. And so as I'm interacting with these people, I'm like, okay, like, I'm being the meest me. And yes. they're going to hear this podcast and be like, oh my God, like I got to sit and have lunch with her. And I don't know what they thought of me. Sure. You know, it just was, there was a lot of like the realization about the importance of the meaningful connections I was making in person and how I wanted to make an impact. Like, what was the impression that I wanted to make in person? I'm like, just being me. Mm-hmm. I just want to be me. And I don't know how to be in the world. That was like, it was the first time being out of the house around other people in this like very high energy, yeah. people-y environment. It's like, I remember going to dinner one of the nights with a group of people, and I'm someone who doesn't drink alcohol anymore, and everybody's yeah. ordering cocktails, and the server was like, it was very busy. There was a group of 30 of us, and they said, what do you want to drink? And I could barely hear them. It was a whole thing. And I almost literally burst into tears because I didn't know what to order. I was like, I'll have a club soda. And they're like, we don't have that. What do you want? And I was like, I just felt this like high level of sensitivity being in person, being in this high sensory environment as somebody who has not been around people. Mm. And also like, I'm that and could be easily triggered into tears based on what somebody asked me to drink. And mm-hmm. I could sit and strategize somebody's business over lunch, which I did a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh my God. And I had people running up to me literally mm-hmm. saying, are you Annie? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, your posts in the group have literally like got me through last year. Your transparency, like the way that you were sharing, the questions you were asking, the stuff that you were doing helped me get through a really, really difficult time. So all of these things are occurring at once. And I'm like, oh my God. And now I'm going to be on the podcast in like yeah. 2 weeks. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, the conference was in January and the podcast was in February, but it's not like it was a month later. It was like 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. And so take us to to February, take us to North Carolina.
So I flew out to North Carolina 2 days before the show was going to be recorded because I needed the buffer. I knew that I did not want to arrive and have to record the next day. This has been a big learning over the last year, 2 years. I mean, I'll insert however long, pandemic mm-hmm. times, 2022, whatever. I knew that I needed time. So I flew out on a Tuesday. That way I would have all of Wednesday to just ground myself. And then I had the recording on Thursday morning. And just a little bit of backtracking, in January, I scheduled time with two, I booked time with two of my friends who are also experts in what they do, one of whom is a dialect and speech coach for actors on set in Hollywood. Her name is Samara Bay. And she's become a friend of mine. She's also part of the business community. I booked a session with her to help me with my sense of nervousness. This was in early January in preparation for the podcast. I'm like, listen, I'm going to be on the show. She knew that I'm going to be on the show in like 6 weeks. can you help me just sort of like, whatever it is that she does to coach me into mm-hmm. getting comfortable and not nervous and getting clear about what I'm saying, not so much from a marketing perspective, but from like a, like her book, she just released a book called Permission to Speak, which is literally about the sound of power, like the actual mm-hmm. sound that comes out of our voice, out of our mouth. And so she was like, you know, one of the things she said is, I want you to center in the conversation on that show your own power, and she even said your own mischief. Mm. What is the thing that you want to say? What is like the cute, playful, mischievous Annie, in whatever way that means for you, that centers your power, your voice, so we had this whole session about that. Then I had a second call with another friend of mine, Kim David, who's a marketing expert. Mm-hmm. What am I actually saying? Like, and so she helped me figure out some of the things that I wanted to focus on so that I didn't get derailed. I learned between my sessions with Samara and Kim that the mm-hmm. podcast episode was going to be a coaching conversation, that Rachel would be coaching me, which is a different dynamic than, you know, the conversation that you and I are in right now, a normal podcast interview, right?
It's not an interview, not a conversation. It's the coaching dynamic, which is a whole other thing. Was that like a monkey wrench, a curveball? Well, how did that make you feel when you learned that? Or was that just, okay, another data point?
It was a little bit of another data point and a little bit of a freak out because, yeah. I mean, it was both and. I'm like, which is why I'm so glad I had these friends. So I tell Kim, okay, it's a coaching conversation. And she said, okay, let's figure out what we want her to coach you on so that it also serves as a marketing opportunity for you. Mm. And again, for me, I'm wanting to maintain my dignity, all of the things to be intact in this conversation that will live on platforms for presumably years to come. And so I want it to be an accurate representation of who and where I am in my business today, while also, you know, taking advantage of the coaching opportunity. But most coaching conversations are very private. Like, I coach people all the time, every week. They're extraordinarily vulnerable and very private. And when you're in a real coaching conversation behind the scenes, it's like there's a very free flow. You can just be and stumble and not know. And I'm like, oh, I don't want that to be what gets, oh God. Anyway, so Kim helped me hone in on what I wanted to get coached on. So I'm sitting with all of my notes. I went and re-listened to my conversations with Kim and Samara while I was at my hotel and got my outfit. I had took two to choose from and I steamed them. I went and got my hair washed and blown out. I didn't want to have to worry about my appearance when I got there. So I was like, I'm doing all these things. I'm going to bed early. I was working on my meditation practice and breathing work all of Tuesday night and Wednesday. And then Thursday was the recording day. And so I'm, you know, driving, I'm leaving, I'm checking out of my hotel, getting in my rental car to drive over. And I see an email come through from her Rachel's assistant saying, mm-hmm. But it had come like 2 hours earlier, but I literally don't see it till I'm getting in the driver's seat of the rental car to drive over.
Oh dear.
And it says, hey, can you say a little more? Because they had asked, what are the top three things, challenges in your business? Because that would be what Rachel would coach me on. And so I honed those three things specifically around the topics that Kim helped me hone in on. And that was what I phrased. And they said, Rachel wants more clarification. She wants to be sure that, you know, she really gets to the heart of things. So can you say more? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally in the car. How do I reword these in a way that are more, oh my God. Anyway, so I respond by my phone in the driver's seat, then I get in the car and I drive over. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so nervous. I'm so nervous about all of it. And I get there and I learn that they're running an hour behind, which was like, okay, that's fine, actually. Mm-hmm. That gives me a chance to just like really get in my body. Mm-hmm. So they put me up in an upstairs living room and say, you know, feel free to do what you want. The Wi-Fi's on if you want to do some work. I'm like, I am not working. Yeah. Like, I'm going to sit here and just breathe is what I'm going to do. So I'm looking over my notes again and I'm just going to breathe. And so then eventually they call me, my turn, because they're batch recording episodes that day, with other people from the business community that we're a part of, as it turns out. Meanwhile, I think I was like so excited to be like one of the first people in the business community to be a part of the new podcast release. So I got a little bit like, wah, like a little, you know, about that. But whatever, like that was just me being a brat to my own self. Anyway, so there's somebody who I had actually met at ROI. She recorded first. I saw her when she was done. They've called me downstairs to go to the room where we're going to record. And I see Rachel, we're talking. She's like, how are you? How are you like in the town? Yeah. And it's just very like sweet and natural and normal. Mm-hmm. I'm still fucking nervous. And I know for me, when I am in a coaching conversation, when I'm being coached, I really like to have a notebook in my hand, even when those sessions are being recorded. And so I asked her and the videographer, would it be okay if I have my notebook in my lap? Because it's also on video, and they're like, well, let's see how it looks on, you know, they don't want it to like ruin the shot. And there's a little bit of back and forth about it, and they were like, okay, that's fine. I felt like I wanted it there. I just wanted it there for a sense of comfort. So I've got my notebook in my lap. We sit down to record, and so it goes. Like we have the conversation. I have an out of body experience at one point where I'm like watching myself watching her talk, and I'm like, there she is saying the things, and I'm here I am.
Just another element this is not a typical coaching session, right?
Everything about it was like surreal.
Yeah.
Truly, it felt surreal. And I've got this like these words in my mind from my conversation with Kim that I want to make a point to say, because they're strategically but they're also real. They're like representative of me and my business and what I do. And so I want to make sure to like say these certain words. And I'm like, I'm just, it's all very like, I don't know, just surreal. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we finished recording. I will say I did have like an epiphany in the conversation with her. It was a good coaching session. And then the session ends, the episode ends, the recording ends, we say goodbye, and I get in the car, and now I'm like, I gotta go fly back here to home.
And do you feel like you met your own expectations with regard to how you presented yourself and the points that Samara and Kim both coached you on? And do you feel like you hit those things? Or
I do. And I remember thinking when I left, because Samara was texting me and my other friend Melvin was like, call me when you leave. So I'm like calling them to tell them how it went. And I remember saying, I remember feeling truly like, okay, I was nervous. I know I was nervous. And also, I think it was a good representation of me at this time in my life and me at this time in my business. I said what I needed to say. I don't feel like I was pressured into anything or was like representing myself in an inaccurate way. I felt like, okay, that was as good as it could go, I think. Meanwhile, you know, I had my notebook in my lap and I'm holding a pen in my hand the whole time. My water glass that they gave me was positioned sort of behind me, so I couldn't comfortably reach it to grab a sip of water at any point during the recording without it being a whole visual thing. Yeah. So there was like, there were these moments of discomfort, and I was aware of them during the recording. But after, it was like, it went as well as it could go, I think. That's how I genuinely felt when I left.
Yeah. Now, and you've been back now. This episode that you're talking about of the Hello 7 podcast has not yet been released. It's still there in the Rachel Rogers Hello 7 vault, audio vault, and the release date is to be determined. And a couple weeks ago, I think, and this is why I wanted to have you on, you were talking about just kind of how it felt to be in this state, and you've been seeing other episodes come out that were created, filmed during the time you were there, or I think even after yours was done, perhaps. And the episode's not out yet. You shared with me recently, you're not even sure. you're worried now she might not even release it. And this is like the feelings, the sequence of feelings you've had since like return or since the podcast has been recorded and now just waiting for it to come out. How does it feel?
So, I mean, when I think about it time-wise, it's been like 6 weeks since we recorded and it feels like forever ago. I went from feeling pretty good about how it all went to feeling super shitty, which was really catalyzed by watching an episode that was recorded. It was the person who recorded before me.
Oh, okay.
Her episode has already been released. It came out like 2 weeks later. It was like, whoa, they really released that quickly. And her episode was so good. She was so easy and breezy and like, you know, talking with her hands and just, it was so.
Did she have a notebook on her lap or did it make you think of that at all?
Oh my God. Yes. I was like, oh my God, I hate that notebook. I'm so mad at myself. And like, normally I talk with my hands at two. And I was very aware of how natural and breezy she was.
Mm.
I actually stopped watching it halfway through because it was making me like feel really bad about myself. And I was texting with Samara. I'm like, oh my God, I hate myself in my episode. I'm so scared about it. She was, you know, everybody's saying like, including you, let's remember how you felt when you actually left.
Yeah.
And also we always think things went worse than they did. And obviously the more time that passes before it gets out there gives me an opportunity to just continue to feel shitty about it. I'm having all these regrets about the notebook in my hand. I'm feeling like I don't think I was natural and breezy. I think I was like, it's going to be apparent that I was very nervous. God, she probably thinks I'm a dud. Like when I'm watching her in other people's episodes, she's laughing and it's all like very fun. And I'm like, I think she hates me. She's probably not going to record, like release it. I have no reason to believe that they're not. And I totally like, I don't know. I think I've spun around and around so many times over the last 4 weeks that I'm like, whatever at this point.
Right. Like going back to the idea of grief, it's almost like you've gone through the seven stages of like the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, like, you know, anger, acceptance, bargaining, denial. Like it seems like it's very similar to that process since you've come back and since the interview or the coaching podcast conversation happened with her.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I'm at the place now of just acceptance.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is. And I do know that it is the best representation of me because it's what I did. Whether I did come off nervous, I know I did. Mm-hmm. Oh God. But I also know that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's human and real. It's easy for me to sit here and talk to you because it's you and here we are in our house and it's like very normal. Everything about the dynamics of that conversation, the way they were set up, I don't think it was designed for superiority, inferiority, like a hierarchy, but it literally made, I did not feel it like fully in my power, which is not Rachel's fault. It's like my own shit. Plus also a coaching dynamic. Also the fact that I hadn't flown and been around people, just all of these variables that were influencing.
How do you feel about your level of preparation? Do you feel like you were overprepared or prepared just right? Would you have done it differently?
There was a moment, I don't know, sometime in the last like 2 weeks where I thought, did I overprepare? Maybe I shouldn't have had like a word bank in my back pocket. But also, no, I needed that too. So I don't actually have regrets about how I went about it. There were, like if I were to win that prize now and I was going to be scheduled to record like in April or May, I probably would prepare similarly, but I know that my anxiety would be different because it was 9 months, more or less, from June or July through February. All of this time of knowing I was going to be on there, we're moving our lives around. The business is shifting and evolving. Just so many things were happening that my anxiety was on full fucking blast.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I could really do to change that. Like, it was the topic of every therapy session for, you know, all of December and January. And it's so wild now in retrospect to think, like, it's over now. Like, that, it's just like, it's done. Like, it is what it is. It'll be what it's going to be. And, on one hand, I may have overprepared, but on the other, I can't imagine having done it differently because I was so nervous about so many factors involved that I needed the fortification of my people.
It was the most authentic Annie way of preparing for it. There was no other way to do it. How does Annie back in Atlanta, who just won the contest, just won the prize, how does she feel now about Annie, who was on the Hello 7 podcast?
That's a very good question. I think she's amazed with what we did. Had she been on the show, it would have been a very different conversation. I think she's proud of us. Like, oh, okay, we're doing some things. We figured some things out. We're not, all the things I'm thinking about now, we're not thinking about 9 months from now. We're thinking about different things. So it's like there's present me wants to tell June Annie, Atlanta Annie, we're going to figure it out. We are doing the thing. We are figuring it out. And June Annie would be like, oh, thank God. Okay. Yeah, that was good, Annie. I think like across the time-space continuum, June Annie is happy about what we did. Even proud, like, wow, okay, yeah, we did that.
Yeah. And now there's like stuff beyond that horizon that like life goes on and at some point that episode is going to be released.
I'm assuming it's going to come out sometime in April.
Yeah.
The way that they're pacing them, that's what I'm thinking. It's probably coming out in April. And what's wild about that is that, you know, I probably won't be around and available to watch it or hear it when it actually gets released, if it comes out in April, because I'm going to be away and sitting in silence for the first time in my life.
Whoa.
For about 2 weeks in April. And wow, that'll be interesting. So if it comes out, I won't know until I'm back home, which will also be a different version of Annie.
That's wild to think about. We'll have to talk again on the podcast when that happens. Yeah. If you're able to even talk, even if you want to even talk anymore. Wow. So anything else you want to add about this whole little journey?
I think if anything, you know, when I think about creativity, when I think about business, when I think about goals and dreams and moments for like taking leaps and in my business and the lives of the people that I support and like the work that you do and the music that you're making and all of the various aspects of each of our individual creative lives. Because really what I've learned over the last couple of months, like since December, this real understanding that what I do is also creative. I'm not just a quote unquote business person, or I'm not just an entrepreneur. That an entrepreneur is a creative person who is making things out of nothing. And so I think if anything, it's that a real learning and a recognition that creativity is always going to come with anxiety, with doubt. And I can be strategic about how I approach it. We can be strategic about our ways of moving through the project, through the thing, through the opportunity. But at the end of the day, like just doing it and like, it's like do it and move on. Do it and move on. Create it and move on. Show up and do the talk and move on. But there is a, like if I were to do it again, like I said, I wouldn't necessarily over as I might prepare the same, but it would be slightly different. Mm-hmm. Like I think the more that I move forward, like just trusting myself.
Yeah,
I'm proud of what I did, and also it was very 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 anxious, anxiety inducing, and so I would just remember this moment, like if anything, this conversation you and I are having, like just trust myself more. And I have to do it in a new way than even 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. Like what does trusting myself from here look like?
Yeah,
it was a major, major journey lesson, 9 month lesson in trusting and evolving and not being attached to outcome.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good shit. So speaking of creativity, when we're done recording here, it's been about an hour. We thought we were going to talk for like 20 minutes, but you and I like to talk, and you like to talk especially. You're so good at it. You're such a good talker. Where would you like people to go to learn more about you?
They could go to my podcast, Courage, Culture, and Clarity, or my website, anniesanchez.co, which takes people to my services, my podcast, my products, all the things. Anniesanchez.co, Courage, Culture, and Clarity podcast.
Excellent. Thank you, sweetie. It's been wonderful having you on the Matt Kolick Show.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you come back soon. All right. Bye-bye now. Right. Wasn't that great? Wasn't that fantastic? I told you. Yeah, such relatable stuff to me as a creative person, and I'm sure to you, right? And I feel like Annie is sort of on the next level compared to me in our respective fields. Like, she's just a little further along in her respective entrepreneurial journey than I am in mine. So it gives me... It gives me a lot to think about and a lot to look at and a lot to prepare for. Especially as I move forward, I keep putting myself out there and I encounter opportunities, appearances, interviews. I wonder how I'll handle things. All those big feelings, all of the pressure, all of the preparation for something that monkey wrenches, curveballs, like time changes, schedule changes, having to think on one's feet, having to be nimble and flexible. And, well, I prepared for this, but it turns out it's going to be this thing. And I can't reach my water because if I reach for my water glass, that's going to fuck up the shot. All this stuff. But that's just kind of the nature of these beasts, of having the opportunities, of getting the big breaks, which... you know, is really a myth. There's opportunities and it's really not so much about the pressure of having that one big break and living up to the challenge of the opportunity there. It's about just keep on keeping on. A lot to think about, a lot to learn. As Annie says, it's critical to remain authentic, keep true to oneself. Don't do dumb shit that doesn't feel good. Crucial to just keep going. There is no one big break. Don't put so much pressure on just the one moment or the one big chance. Keep going, keep evolving. Yeah, when you get that big break, that's you in that moment. That's not you 2 months after that moment. The you 2 months after that moment is like whatever about that thing maybe and is like looking forward to the next so-called big break. So yeah, that was great. I hope to have Annie on again soon. Hopefully that episode of the Hello 7 podcast, her talk with Rachel Rogers, gets released soon. I'll let you know about that, and I'll try to have Annie on which shouldn't be too hard as we are near each other pretty much 24/7. But to have a moment where we're like, okay, in the same place, not working on a thing, both on a microphone, it's a little tricky to get that coordinated. But we made it happen, and I definitely want to make it happen again once the episode of the Hello 7 podcast is released. Again, you can stay tuned with what Annie is up to by visiting her website, anniesanchez.co, anniesanchez.co. Listen to her podcast, Courage, Culture, and Clarity, wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Annie's spoken word pieces on my album, Microorganism. You'll get a kick out of those if you haven't heard them already. Yes. Sign up for my email list. Go to the website. There will be a link in the description of this episode as well. That is, if you're going to do one thing for me or respond to one call to action that I put out there, it is to sign up for my email list. I'm really having a lot of fun actually sending the emails out, writing them and sending them out every Monday. It's fun to think of new and different things, and it doesn't feel so pressure-packed as like writing a blog post, something like that. It's just an email, you know, and we all get lots of emails. I promise mine are informative and entertaining and well worth the time it takes for you to sign up and then receive them. Okay, what else is there? At Matt Colick on social media. Listen to the EP, Do You Feel It Too, is available on all the streaming services. It's also available to purchase from my website, mattcolick.com, or from Bandcamp. The album Family Plot is coming soon. So much music coming this year, friends. I'm really excited to share it with you. Okay, the Matt Colick Show will return. As I mentioned before, I'm aiming for every other Tuesday, so today being March 19th, what does that put us? That puts us at like April 2nd or something like that. This one's coming out on the 21st. So yeah, like April 2nd, which is my half birthday. I'm probably wrong about that. My calendar math is not strong. Okay, that's all I have to say. Friends, thank you so much for listening to episode 24 of the Matt Colick Show podcast. I love you. I'll see you next time. Shine on!